Welcome to Living the Zoe Life Weekly Podcast. I am your host, Tanya Bryant, and also the owner of Abundant Life Living and a life coach. In the title of this podcast, it uses the word Zoe. Zoe is a Greek word that means the absolute fullness of life. Each week on this podcast, we'll be discussing topics to help you do just that, to help you live the absolute fullness of life. We will give you practical steps and tools and strategies to live the life that God has destined you to live. So I encourage you to make sure to set your alarms and tune in weekly as we help you, as we empower you, as we inspire and motivate you to go be all that God's called you to be. Thank you so much for listening and take care. Hello there. I want to welcome you to Living the Zoe Life Weekly Podcast, where we discuss topics to help you live the absolute fullness of life. My name is Tanya Bryant, and I will be your host. Today's topic is going to be, why is seed necessary in your life? This is episode one of the week of January 6, 2020. Now, as our title states, in the podcast title, Living the Zoe Life, our heart is to help women really live that abundant life. When you look in the Bible in John 10:10, it says that the thief cometh but to steal, kill, and destroy, but I have come that you may have life and life more abundantly. That word life in the Greek means the absolute fullness of life. God wants us as his children to live the absolute fullness of life. But in order for us to do that, we have to have certain seed in our life. We have to be planting certain seed and cultivating certain seed so that we can live that Zoe life, the absolute fullness of life. So what do I mean by seed? I am so glad that you asked me that. According to the dictionary and some of the research that I did, a seed is a living thing. A seed is a source of development or growth. A seed in the verb form, in this action form, will supply or furnish with something that causes or stimulates growth or development. So in the seed is life. It is the seed, is the substance, is the entity, is the thing that will help us grow and develop. We need the seed in order to grow and develop. That seed supplies and furnishes us with something so that we can grow and we can develop. So if we're going to live that absolute fullness of life, we've got to be sowing the right type of seeds in our life so that we can live that absolute fullness of life. In my research, I discovered that there's three parts of a seed. There's one, the embryo part, which is, if you will, it's the baby plant inside of the seed. So the first part of the seed is the embryo. Then the second part of the seed is the supply of nutrients for the embryo. So within the seed is all the nutrients, all the sustenance, all the things that they need to keep the seed alive. And then the third part of the seed is the seed coat, which protects it. See, we need seed in our life if we are going to grow and develop and become all that we are destined to be. See, the seed does not develop until the conditions are right. So the seed has to be planted in a specific environment so that it can grow, so that it can germinate, it can wake up. The Bible says in Genesis chapter 8, 22, that while the earth remains, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, winter and summer, day and night shall not cease. The seed is a part of a cycle, a never-ending cycle. And as it says in the word, while the earth exists, while it remains, while it's here, there is always going to be a cycle of seed time. So planting that seed and then reaping the harvest from that seed, it will always continue. It will not cease. So see, it's important that we always have seed coming into our life, because as we learn that seeds are living things, in the seed is the source of development or growth. So we as humans, we as children of God, must have seed in our life in order for us to grow, in order for us to develop. As I said, the seed needs to be in the right environment so that it can germinate. When we talk about germinate, we're talking about it waking up, because the seed is dormant until it's planted in its right environment. That's a topic all by itself. In the seed is the purpose. We know that there's different types of seeds. We've got apple seed and peach seeds and watermelon seeds and sunflower seeds. And in each of those, seed is the actual essence of the seed, is the purpose of the seed. The apple seed is there because it will produce an apple orchard. Okay, it will produce trees, and from that tree there will be seeds planted, and there will be orchards, and then on that orchard will be the fruit that develops, which is the apple, which comes from the seed that's been planted. See, we need to discover the type of seed that we need in our life, because when we get the right seed, when we're planting the right seed, when we go through that cycle of seed time and harvest, we plant the right seeds, then we can pluck when it's harvest time. We can get the benefits of the fruit from that seed. Why is it necessary? Why is seed necessary in your life? It helps you to grow. It helps you to grow. I'm going to further this discussion next week, and we're going to talk about what type of seed we need in our life to help us to grow. Why is seed necessary in our life? Seed is necessary because it is the life-producing entity that's going to help us grow and help us develop to become all that God's called us to be, to live that Zoe life. All right. I want you to make sure to tune in to next week, episode 2, where we're going to be talking about, well, what type of seed do we need in our life? This has been a segment of Living the Zoe Life weekly podcast, where we discuss topics to help you live the absolute fullness of life. My name is Tanya Bryant, and I have been your host. I want to encourage you to visit our website at www.abdlifeliving.com. There you will be able to find out all about what Abundant Life Living is about. You'll be able to find out our upcoming courses and programs that we have to help you, as I said, live the absolute fullness of life. Thank you again so much for joining. God bless. Go live your life abundantly and know that you are loved. God bless you. Thanks for listening. You have just listened to another exciting episode of Living the Zoe Life weekly podcast, where we discuss topics to help you live the absolute fullness of life. I want to encourage you to visit our website to learn more about the services and programs that we have to offer you to help you live that absolute fullness of life. You can go to www.abdlifeliving.com. abdlifeliving.com. I also want to encourage you to look at our Zoe Life for Women monthly membership group. If you're ready to deal with those issues that have been holding you back, this group is for you. If you're ready to be challenged, this group is for you. If you're ready to be all that God's called you to be, this group is for you. This group will help coach you, mentor you, and provide you with the spiritual guidance to help you begin to deal with stuff, deal with the fear, so that you can begin to unlock your potential and go forward and do what God's called you to do. You can go to abdlifeliving.com/zlife to find out more about the program. It is very affordable. It is a monthly program where you will get a monthly empowerment seminar. You have access to a private Facebook group. Also, you will have access to discounts for upcoming programs and services that we will be offering. And additionally, if you are in the program for 3 consecutive months, in the third month, you will get a 30-minute coaching session with Coach Tanya Bryant. Again, I encourage you to visit our website. Go live life abundantly. God bless you.